Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos with lesson number 12, in which we proceed to Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, the fifth Perek, the second and third Mishnayos. We learned yesterday about the fact that most korbanos mincha are not to be chometz, they are to be matzah, with certain exceptions. Mishnah Beis continues with regard to those mishnayos, those menachos, which should not be chometz, which must be matzah, and says, Kol hamenochos niloshos befoshrin. All the aforementioned korbanos mincha, which must be matzah and not chometz, are needed, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, befoshrin, in lukewarm water. Umishamron, and the person must be careful, shelo yachmitzu, that the flour and water not become rise to the level of chometz. V'im hechmitzu shioreho, and if not only the kometz, the three fingers full, which are withdrawn from the utensil in which the oil and flour are, but rather the leftover, the shiorayim, after the kometza has been performed, which are eaten in most cases by the kohanim, they too cannot be chometz, and if they are chometz, over below sa'aseh. So the person who bakes them in chometz dika status has violated a lo sa'aseh. As the posuk says, lo se'ofe chometz, chelkom nosati oso me'ishoy. Chelkom means even the chelek, the portion, which the kohanim normally would get to eat, cannot be baked in the state of chometz. Shenemar, the posuk says, Kol hamincho asher takrivu lashem lo seose chometz. It's a law in the Torah against producing a korban mincha, with, again, certain specific exceptions, which is chometz. V'chayovim, this is a serious lo sase in the Torah, which comes with all the consequences and punishments. And you won't be up, one would receive malchus, one would receive lashes, alishosa, kneading a korban mincha, v'alarichosa, and rolling the dough of a korban mincha, v'alafiyotza, and baking it, if those procedures were done when the mix had become chometz. The Mishnah continues with regards to all the korbanos mincha, which we now have a long list of them. Yesh tu'unos shemen uluvona, some of them require both oil and incense. Shemen velo luvona, some oil but not incense. Luvona velo shemen, some incense but not oil. And some lo shemen velo luvona, neither oil nor incense. Let's go through all of these possible permutations and combinations. Ve'elu tu'unos shemen ulavona. The following require both oil and incense. Minchas hasolas, the standard korban mincha, so to speak, which is just flour and oil. And the kemitza is done to the flour and oil before it is baked and or exposed to the fire in any way. And then incense is put on top of it. That requires both oil and incense. Similarly, v'hamachavas, a korba mincha, where the flour and oil are placed upon a pan, a flat pan. V'hamacheshes, a korba mincha, where they are placed inside a vessel with some depth to it. V'hachalos v'horkikin, the loaves and the biscuits, which are the two subcategories of the mincha ma'afei tanur, the mincha which is baked in an oven. These all require shemen plus lavona. Also in that category are minchas kohanim, a korba mincha which a kohen brings, uminchas kohen moshiach, korba mincha which the kohen gadol brings, a minchas chavitin which you learned about a little bit earlier, uminchas goyim, a goy, a gentile, a non-Jew who donates a korba mincha, may do so, but it too is subject to the requirement of both shemen and lavona. Uminchas noshim, a woman, has every right to donate her own korban mincha, but it must be accompanied with shemen and lavona. Uminchas haomer, the korban mincha which is brought by the community, by the people, the Jewish people, on the 16th day of Nisan, that too, the pasuk says explicitly, v'nosato oleho shemen, v'samto oleho lavona. So the above require both shemen and lavona. Avol minchas nesochim, the korban mincha which accompanies an animal sacrifice to uno shemen requires only oil, not lavona, v'ein to uno lavona. Because in Parshas Pinchas, all that says about the korban, the minchas nesochim, the korban mincha which accompanies animal sacrifices, is that it requires shemen. There's no mention there of lavona. Lechem haponim, the breads which are placed upon the table every Shabbos, the 12 breads, 2 ma'arochos, 2 stacks of 6 each, ton lavona ve'ein ton shemen. There's a bozech, a tube-shaped vessel which sits on top of each of these 2 stacks containing lavona, containing incense, as the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, v'nosato al hama'areches lavona zako, but there's no mention there of shemen. Shtei halechem, the 2 breads which are brought on Shavuos, minchas chote, the mincha which a poor person brings in a situation where one is chayev a korban olav yored, which we discussed a bit previously, where there's a sliding scale, rich, poor, and very poor. So the poor person who can only afford to bring a korban mincha, he brings his korban mincha. Uminchas kanaos, the mincha which a soto brings. These require, shtei alechem, minchas chote, and minchas kanos, require neither shemen nor lavona. Lo shemen, v'lo lavona. So far we have discussed some of the various categories of korba mincha and which ones are obligated in both shemen and lavona, which in lavona are not shemen, which in shemen not lavona, and which in neither shemen nor lavona. In the process, we have finished lesson number 12.